make Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the Prophet Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed my blessings, completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and favors upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of believers and has made it forbidden for us to become separated in his clear book. I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. Okay, and I apologize for the little rough beginning. As I said, for some people who didn't hear, we received a new live streaming camera. And so my thoughts are always, why wait to try to figure out how to do it instead of just going ahead and doing it? So that's where we're at. So it's telling me how to slow it down, and I'm trying to, like I say, it's all trial and error. Allah's the best knower. So inshallah we'll be able to move forward. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Amman yabda'ul qalqa thumma yu'iduhu wa min yazukuhukum minas sa'iwati wal ardi a ilahum ma'alahi kul hattu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin. And we say salak Allah wa deen, surely Allah speaks the truth. The expression of the translation is as follows: is he not best who begins creation and then repeats it, and who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Is there any deity with Allah? Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. And this is the Surah 27, Al-Naml, the ants, and it's Ayat 64. And we say, Salak Allah wa deen, surely Allah speaks the truth. And today's khutbah title, inshallah, finally, Good Friday, living for the weekend. Good Friday, living for the weekend. And you'll find out why it's titled like that in a minute. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported the Messenger of Allah, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said the five daily prayers and one Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer are expiations for the sins committed in the intervals between them. Abu Hurairah again, radiallahu anhu, narrated the Prophet said, peace be upon him, the best day that the sun has risen upon is Friday. On it, Adam was created. On it, he entered paradise. On it, he was expelled from it. And the hour would not be established except on Friday. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, reported Allah's messenger saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily Allah has made this day of Friday a celebration for Muslims. Whoever comes to Friday prayer, let him bathe himself, apply perfume if he has it, and use the tooth stick, the mishwak, as it's called, right? Again, Allahu Akbar. We praise Allah. We thank him for allowing us to reach another Friday. And as I was looking at this day over the last couple of weeks, as as I was looking at this day over the last couple of weeks, I found myself seeing that on the calendar it was going to be Good Friday. And my first thought was, for us as Muslims, whose day of worship is Friday, it is a Good Friday every Friday we can get to. But to understand what this means for our Christian family and friends that we have to understand the meaning for them. It is a day of fasting, a day of prayer, repentance, and mediation. I'm sorry, not mediation, meditation. I'm thinking about my job, mediation. Meditation. For us, it is our day of worship in the form of a congregational salat. And it's also a day of worship in other ways as well. As we are to read, we're to make prayers, and bring ourselves back to remembering Allah. It is our day, as Allah says to us in the Quran, when the call to prayer is sounded on the day of congregation, hasten to the remembrance of God, leave all worldly commerce, and this is, I lost what's the name. Listen, this is for your own good if you but knew. Now, there was some thought of using this ayah for today's presentation, but when I look at what's on my mind and in my thoughts, I believe we can look at it another way. And when it comes to how we should view and understand and approach our Friday, our Fridays. Can you bring me that that tablet that's right there? Look on my desk, and you see a little plastic thing like that.
And then that holder.
Yeah, that little holder. And then look right there, and bring me that other tablet. Okay. All right, subhanAllah. You know, something I want to bring to our attention is that Allah is the best of creators. He is the one who has created everything, and out of that creation, thank you. And out of that creation, and out of that creation, we have creators who are working in the plan of God. You know, if an artist is making if an artist makes a painting, right? Yes, he has painted it, but it was the creator. Bring me that, the one, the little one with the little one. Yeah, bring that one, the whole thing. The tripod. We're gonna scrap this for the day.
Okay then. This?
Yeah, we're gonna scrap this.
Put it back over here.
Nah. Okay. Nah. So, but now, if an artist is creating a picture, yes, he painted it, but the creator of the artist, that the ability to paint came from, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, this is crucial to understand. An artist can paint something, but for a artist to be able to paint something, then it has to be in line that Allah gave him the talents. Allah gave him everything he needed to be able to paint. So it's crucial for us to understand that. Our creation, and I've said this many times over the last few khutbah, is for one purpose, and that is to serve God. That is the service that we're in. And in that service, we may create something. We may create something as a servant of God. But if we do, and if anyone else does, it is only to be created in the line of what God wants to fit his bigger plan. So this yabda'u, it means to begins creation, who originates the creation. And I'm going to switch up and try to go live here. Y'all bear with me. We can talk about why this is important for us later. Get this, can you put that next to that and get that lined up for me? Mm-hmm. You can can adjust it, and however you have to adjust it.
No, this is good.
Okay. I would do Allah, he ministered on her again. So this, it begins creation, who originates the creation to produce something. You know, in the Bible it says, in the beginning God created heavens and earth. Again, we have to fully not attribute this to any but Allah, this type of creation. As the meaning says, he creates without depending upon any matter or pattern or help. The creator of it all doesn't need any help, and the creator of it all doesn't need a blueprint. When I saw a pattern, I thought that, you know, my mother is big into arts and crafts and sewing. So was my aunt. And I always remember when I was younger, them paper patterns being everywhere. And you would see a bulk of material, but then you would see a bunch of paper patterns. And then from that, you see an outfit, dress, whatever it was. Well, God doesn't need that. He makes the patterns. And this is the reason why, after all these so many years of being on this earth, we still have scientists still studying in us, trying to figure us out. Because there's no way of understanding what you don't have no control over. Allah has set the standard for what this creation is, and this means, as the ayat later says later, the heavens and heaven and earth. But first, let us look at our creation. You know, we're a part of that earth. We understand that we're part of that earth, and scripture tells us we're part of that earth, and inshallah, I'm gonna come back to that subject a little later in the month. When we look at our creation, firstly, we have to look at ourselves as an intellect. We have to look at ourselves as the intellect, right? Which we know that our father, Adam alayhi salam, and as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, the best day on the sun has risen is Friday. On it, Adam was created. We're talking about Good Friday, right? So I hope you can see my connection starting to form. With all the mishaps with the technology, inshallah, you can start seeing there's a pattern here that I'm trying to put together with Allah's help, of course. Our Father's creation was on a Friday. We come to remember Allah every Friday. When Allah says, "Yu'iduhu," the repeating of that original creation, right? This is the creation of every single one of us. This is the creation of every single one of us, the children of Adam. And this word, and I'm going to get back to Kalk. I didn't skip it, but I'm going to get back to that. It is just the road I'm traveling on right now. This yu'iduhu, it means to repeat. When we look at Adam, alayhi salam, and we see that what our lives are designed to do, I often think of it as a return to Adam. We have to return to Adam so that we can get back, so now we can go down the correct path that we're on. There's no getting to Bashar if we don't first get back to insan, to back to our original nature, our original humanity. We have to get back to that. There's no exit up the highway that's going to let us on. There's only one entrance. So we have to get back and return back to Adam. It also means to restore or return, right? Listen, when we go through a week of what might happen in our lives and we get back to Friday, then we need to return to some form of our original selves. We need to have something that says, okay, I got through that. And that's natural. And for me, it was Imam Muhammad who made me understand that, yeah, they call it week, W-E-E-K. You got through the week or next week. Because the design is to make you weak, W-E-A-K, W-E-A-K, right? They have you work or deal with things all week to make you weak. Then you get to the weekend, right? Friday is the beginning of the weekend, right? For a lot of us today, Friday today being a holiday is the beginning of a three-day weekend. So they consider Friday to be part of the weekend. This is the time that you let your hair down, right? You turn off the stress and it's time to relax, right? This is how they've conditioned the people. So Friday is the beginning of that. But for Allah, he has made us look at Friday as the day we are created. The day we are also recreated. Allah says, who provides for you from the heaven and the earth? See, Allah has given us our livelihoods. All of those things that we deal with, that we work with, that we come in contact with, Allah has given us those. He has created for us our lives. He not only creates, he creates what we have in our lives. You know, no job, no situation, no nothing is not inside of the plan of God. And it is also created for us by God. This means going back to the weekend, right? Going back to the weekend. So many of us could get burnt out from the week, you know, and that ends up making you weak again. But for me, I look at Fridays as the beginning of the week. I always look at Fridays as the beginning of the week for me. And the word weak, it has a meaning of lacking the power to perform physically demanding tasks, lacking physical strength and energy. Some of us get to Friday and we barely making it. But don't just look at it from the physical standpoint. For the majority, it is the mental weakness that takes over. And please keep the thought of the original creation as an intellect, a mind. Because if your mind tells the body you're not tired, then you get up and you do what you got to do. Your body may be screaming, and sooner or later the body will win. Sooner or later, but your mind knows, okay, I have to yield to the body. But the mind can make you keep going. And we have an example of that in horses. You can ride a horse and beat a horse and it'll ride till it dies. It'll never say I'm tired. You can ride it till it's dead. As worn out as some get by getting to Friday, all of a sudden they have the energy come Friday night, right? Come Saturday night, you know. They ain't so tired now. They ain't so worn out now, you know. Not only that, they didn't put on their best, right? And let me say this because I don't want to forget this, and it came to me after I made my notes, but when it comes to, you know, that dress, you know, because Allah says, to come to Friday prayer in your best dress, right? He says, come to prayer in your best. But he's not telling you that if you don't have a 3-piece suit, don't come. He's telling come in your best conduct. Come willing to let Allah do what He's going to do to you. That's that best dress, right? Because the best dress Allah says is what? Right conduct. All right. I may come up again, but I want to make sure I put that out there because that's very important. And as I closed this first part, you know, they get the energy Friday night, they get the energy Saturday night, because Sunday is what? Sunday's a day of rest, right? This is what they have programmed in society. Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu said that they only call one day Sunday, but every day is Sunday. The sun rises every day. It never fails to do its job. All right. They only call one day of them Sunday, and they call the other weekdays. Right. 6 weekdays and 1 Sunday. Now for us, we look at the sun as a sign of light. We have to have our lives. We have to live our lives, with understanding that it's a sign of light. It's a sign of brightness, illuminated. And if we have 7 days, then why would God only give us one day of light? Allah says in the Quran, it is he who has made the sun a shining light. Every day is to be seen as a day of light. It is made for our benefit. Yes, our work schedules may have us off on Saturday and Sundays, but for the servant, every day is a day of light to work in. All right? Because Allah says, I have given you the day to work and I've given you the night to rest. And if you need the weekend to rest, then when do we do God's work that we're supposed to do? If you take the weekend off to get some rest and you didn't already work 5 days for somebody else, when do we work for God? Allah says again, he has given the night for our rest, not the weekend. We're not to be living for the weekend. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Good Friday. Living for the weekend. See, now you understand why I said living for the weekend. And I'm an OJ's fan. So I knew, you know, I ain't got no problem saying that's where it came from. But it's Imam Muhammad that basically told me what it means. So the word week, it also means a low standard of performing or performed badly, right? What happens on the weekend seems to be where our standards are lower. Right? Standards get a whole lot lower. People do a lot of stuff on the weekend they don't do during the week, you know, during the other days of on there. And I'll say it like that, you know, it's where I'm speaking for society. They end up in the lowest states. Right? Remember, they low standard, performing badly. They end up as a human being. The weekend, you know, those days sometimes people are really in bad situations. They, you know, their character was very weak. Right? You can see the connection, God willing. But for us as Muslims, we understand Friday is our coming back. Right? For our restoring ourselves, for our being recreated. When we get to Monday, it should be like the middle of the week for us. The Prophet is reported to have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best day that the sun has risen upon is Friday. Meaning the best day to get ourselves in order, right? I've said, and it goes with the initiative that we're working on getting our affairs in order, right? Okay. Well, it says it keeps stopping up there.
Yeah.
The one on this side or that side? That side. All right, man, I can't. Well, you know, ain't nothing but shaitan. This one's going now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one's on the network. That one's on T-Mobile, so we'll get it straight. I can't. I'm halfway through. Inshallah, I'm recording it, so I had to go old school, so. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah has said it is a day of remembrance of him. It is not the end of the week. So Friday is not the end of the week when we're supposed to remember it. It is not a time to be weak. It is a time to gather our strength and come to remember God. Right? That takes strength. We are to read Surah 8, Al-Kahf 18 every Friday. Right? You know I couldn't talk about Friday and not hit that. That would be out of my character. Right? It was reported the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday will have a light between this Friday and next. A light. The sun is a symbol of light, right? When someone is feeling good, they're living a good life, they're just in a good place, and somebody else sees them, they say, man, you're glowing. You're shining. You like a light, right? Our Friday is designed to bring us back to that light, to give us that light. The strength to go on with our work with our work. Yes, work. We're not to leave Juma and relax. We're not to leave Juma and say, okay, now here comes the weekend. That's not what we're supposed to do, shut it down. Listen, I'm saying this, and I pray a lot that it comes out the best way. As long as you are here, long as you are here on earth, you need to be doing something. You need to be doing something. Laws didn't leave you here for nothing. Nothing. He left you here to be doing something. The rest stop is the next stop. But even then, we'll be working. Even then, we'll be working. Though we will get all the benefits of the best. In this day and age, with all the advances we have, all the technology we have, all the things that technology ain't doing me no favors today. But with all of the advances we have in this, just sitting around and waiting on something, we shouldn't be doing that. I don't know what some of us are just waiting on. I really don't, but there is something that you can do. You may not be able to do everything. You may not be able to do what you did 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, but there's something that you should be doing. We are to leave Friday with a sense of determination that I want to be drained by next Friday, but not because I let the world get me down, but because I've been working so hard that I need to recharge my battery, that the internal plug that only Allah can charge you up with. Allah has given us with Friday. That is what it's for, to recharge us. He says, remember, we come back to the remembrance of Allah, then all, hey, whatever else is going on, secondary. Good Friday. The best day that the sun has risen. Can you listen to that? The best day that the sun has risen. And I have to touch on this for a second because, yeah, we're in the Easter time this weekend, you know, these next few days. We've been, you know, they've been doing with some, you know, Lent and everything like that. So when we look at this ayat and look at Friday, then we have to see something of a resurrection for ourselves. This is not coincidence, and this is me speaking. And I'm not debating or getting into differences or anything like that. I'm just looking at things happen for a reason. And I'm just saying, let us look at this. The best day the sun has risen, right? The sun is the intellect. The dawning of the intellect. Fajr comes as the dawning of the intellect, right? And when it's risen up, what happens at the Fajr? Here comes the light, right? And then what happens? The sun is all the way up. That's the dawning of the intellect. Imam Muhammad said the sun means mind. The sun within the inner body. And for some of us, every time we go to worship, and not just on Fridays, but anytime, it is our way of resurrecting ourselves. Friday does the same thing for the whole of the community. Yeah, it's designed for that way. You know what? When you've been separated, come together as a whole and get that energy, right? And I can't think of the cartoon or whatever it is. They all come together and they form something real big, Megatrons or something like that. You know, that wasn't my era, so I can't remember it. But that's what's supposed to happen. We all get in together, we all plug in, and now our small lights become one big light, and we recharge. What could bring us back to the life we are called to than to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They call the sun the center of the universe, right? This is facts. This is what they call the sun. And if we look at this, and I'm only taking what they give us, right? And I'm trying to make it come clear for us on how we can see it. You know, we don't have to get offended or lose ourselves when we look at this, you know, if we have our suns bright, right, and lit up and high. The sun being the center of the universe is telling us that our intellect has to rise up. Our intellect has to rise up. It is our intellect that will be what moves our lives. It is what we will rotate around. Remember, I talked about that in the last kabbalah. Our worlds rotate. Well, if it's the sun, if you look at the solar system, everything rotates around the sun, right? Well, for us, if that means our intellect, we rotate around our intellect, that means we make the best decisions. We're in orbit and we rotate around the sun of our intellect. Well, our lives are the same way. And what happens for the majority of us is that they let their lives rotate around something else. Right? When Allah says in this ayat, who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? The heavens and the earth are signed for us to be spiritual and material. There's nothing new. I've said this on the Rasam before. This is nothing. This comes to me, Mamma. There's nothing new. It has to be spiritual and material. But for some, they rotate around just the material. Then for some, they rotate just around the spiritual. Even the Bible says this: command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but put their hope in God, which richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. We are commanded by God in the Quran to be in the middle way, to have balance in our life. So it's saying in scripture, it's saying the same thing. We're supposed to have a balance in our life. But what seems to happen so easily is that the weak, W-E-E-K, weakens us. Right? Our material interests make us weak because we have not had the balance we need. We're leaning one way or the other. So now we are weak. So what does Allah say? He says, kalkah, and yu'iduhu. Right? He creates and then he recreates. Recreate. The weekend is for what? Recreation, right? That's what the weekend is from. You know, people gonna go out, they're gonna go kayaking, not us. But I'm just saying, y'all go kayaking, I'm scratching my head, you know. Bungee jumping, you know. You know, but that's what it's for. It's for putting all the things you couldn't do during the week, and now you want to go out and you want to have some recreation, right? And this is how I was taught. But they only give you 2 days to recreate, right? They only give you 2 days to recreate yourself. They only give you 2 days to reinvent yourself, 2 days to restore yourself. A lot of times what happens is people come back and they're more tired on Monday than they were on Friday. Because they tried to do everything in 2 days that they couldn't have did in 7. And while Allah has said, put off all of that and come to remember me, Allah will recreate us every time we remember him. You know, the word yu'iduhu in the grammar is form 4, causative. It acts as a cause for a reason. Allah repeats the creation because he knows it is necessary. There's going to be a reason. There's a cause why he has to repeat it. And yes, we can look at it that every baby born is that recreation. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But for our son to be rising from that weakened place, then we have to look at something like that even deeper. Every one of us has a chance to be recreated. Restored. Allah knows exactly what we're up against. But if we come back to him and come back to him, not just on Fridays, we're talking about Friday. We're talking about Friday as our center of the universe. We're talking about Friday, but not just Friday. But we understand because I'm speaking to a good Friday, right? But if we come back to him 5 times a day, if we come back to him on Friday, now Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, reported to have said that the 5 daily prayers and the 1 Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer are expiations for the sins you commit between them. Becoming weak isn't necessarily the sin, but what you do because now you are weak is the sin. When I first came into the community, I would see people, then I wouldn't see people, right? And so they would always tell me, you know, he's a weak Muslim. That was what they would say to me. He's a weak Muslim. And over the years, now I'm sitting there saying, unfortunately, I understand wholeheartedly what they were saying. And it's not me for judging, but it's just like, you know, everybody's not the same, first of all. I understand that. And I'm not judging nobody, but I understand. And we got Ramadan coming up, you know. So I was told about the Ramadan Muslims. You know, they're only strong during Ramadan. So I understand this. It's what happens that does, it's not what happens that makes us weak, because there are things that we have available to us that can strengthen us to not let our weaknesses overcome us. I make dua all the time that Allah, please give me the strength to overcome my weaknesses. That's what we're supposed to be praying for, and bringing your mind right back to Allah. Friday is the center point, but every other time you can, only can strengthen you, only can recreate you. That's why Allah says, when that shaitan comes with that thought, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah. That means you didn't brought Allah into that thought, that whatever's going on, that argument, whatever it is. Let me bring Allah into this so I don't get weak because of it. This is our way of recreation, recreation. This is an act of making amends or the prayers that I'm talking about in between Friday and Friday. This is our way of making amends, reparation for the guilt, for the wrongdoings that we've allowed becoming weak to make us do. Right? And for our Christian friends, it's atonement. Right? That's a word they can grasp. If we have got weak between Fridays, we have the five daily salats. We have the daily reading of the Quran. We have the study of the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have so much more. Helping somebody, opening the door for somebody. There's so much more that we can do to get us through until we get to Friday. That is the cause that I'm talking about in this word. The world will give us reasons to have to be recreated by God. The provisions we've been given, the first, the spiritual side, our rituals we perform. When we come to Friday, we are now looking for our spiritual side to be recreated. That's what we come here for. This is not a business meeting. This has come to remember Allah, period. It's clear. So we have something to do for that to happen. The Prophet is reported to have said, verily, Allah has made this day, Friday, a celebration for Muslims. Whoever comes to Friday prayer, let him bathe himself. So we take a guzzle, right? We take a guzzle. Not that we're not supposed to shower every day. You're making wudu five times a day. You're supposed to get a guzzle too, right? But that's physical stuff. That's the symbol of it, is that we are to purify our whole selves. You know, the baby is born, and what does it come out of, right? Embryonic fluid, right? Comes out of water, right? It comes out of clean water. And the water is, you don't even say it's dirty water, because the water is changed constantly. It's constantly changed, so it's like wudu constantly for the baby. And then when he comes out, so for us taking a guzzle means we clean our whole bodies. It's like we're coming out all brand new. You know, with the month of Ramadan coming up, inshallah, in a couple of weeks, we know that the Eid means restoring, right? It's a reset. Well, for us, we can have that same reset every Friday. This is the reason why that even if Eid falls on a Friday, you still have to have Juma. You can't get, there's no Friday you don't have Juma. And if you don't have Juma, if you don't get the Juma, then you still got to get to, you still have to go to make your prayers. Because the Prophet is telling us every Friday is an Eid. We have to look at it, look at this time, and I'm going to say this because, and I just hit it, I'm going to say this because we get a little full of ourselves on a whole as Muslims. And for me, this means that for those who do not get the Juma because of obligations, rightful obligations. I'm not saying you're lazy and you just don't want to get to Juma, or you find a reason to say, I ain't going to go to prayer today. Nah, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those that obviously cannot get to Juma, that have legitimate reasons, legitimate obligations. But if they're making their salat, if they're doing the reading, they took their guzzle,
they're doing everything they can and treating Friday like it's supposed to be treated, then I believe that they still get the benefits as well. Allah's the best knower. But Allah's a merciful God. And he said, I'm not trying to put hardship on you. I'm trying to purify you. And if you're at work and you know that you can't get to Jumu'ah, and it hurts your heart that you can't get to Jumu'ah, you don't think Allah knows that? That's why having these technologies available are so important right now. And I apologize for the technical issues, but it got here yesterday. It got here 2 nights ago. I got it yesterday. I worked on it. I should have came down and tried to get the kinks out of it, but I didn't know there was going to be no kinks in it until it worked, until it happened. So I apologize. It won't happen again, inshallah. You best believe that. But it broadens our horizon on who we can reach. Because we can go off of Facebook now. We can go straight to YouTube. We can go to some of these other platforms and seek to be able to spread this word that Allah says spread. Say the good word on Good Friday. That's what we're going to try to do. It allows us to balance the first hand, the spiritual and on the first hand, and the spiritual and the material working together. The material comes after the spiritual, correct? Right? Allah does not say he gave us the earth and the heavens, right? And our father Adam was placed where first? In the paradise. So he was placed in the spiritual realm first, right? Then he got placed into the earth, the material realm, right? I'm not saying nothing that's not, you know, researchable. He was placed first in the spiritual realm. Then he was placed in the material realm, right? And reporting in the tradition that it was even happened on a Friday. He was created on a Friday. He was placed into the paradise on a Friday. And if I'm not mistaken, I read one that said that basically he was put out of the paradise on a Friday as well. We have to gain the spiritual, and then we have to gain the material. This is how we don't lose ourselves to the material, right? So the Google is to bring us back to that original restoration, right? Get all of that stuff off of us, right? Then we can go get the material, right? This is what Allah is commanding us to say. I'm not sitting there saying, okay, so we're here. We got our spiritual, right? Now we got to go get the material. This is what Allah is telling us. And he says, and when the prayer has concluded, disperse within the land and seek from the bounty of Allah. And remember Allah often so that you may succeed. So that means, yeah, when you start getting it, you better remember why you're getting it. Who's giving it to you. And this means that disperse. You know, disperse means to spread over a wide area, right? The imam once said that disperse means the people who are leaving have to have varied kinds of business interests and involvements, right? And Allah tells us in the Quran, in the story of Yaqub, when his sons went back to Egypt, what did he say? Go through different gates. Don't all go through the same gate. We have to be different. We all have different interests and different paths, but we're supposed to be diverse, but we're supposed to be going for the same thing, right? When we're speaking of the material, we have to look at everything in the sense of what are our needs as an ummah? What do we have to establish an ummah? We have enough of this to establish this. We have none of this in the ummah. Then we need to be working on how do we get something we need to establish a whole community. If we're not looking at those needs and seeing how we can establish that, then we have not dispersed properly. Brothers and sisters, and I won't hold this much longer. I didn't hold you longer than I planned to, but like I said, Allah's the best knower. You know, I'm not long-winded, so I'm going to be closing very, very shortly. I'll make it a good Friday. But we have come to Fridays with a sense. We have to come to Fridays with a sense. We must come to Fridays with a sense of direction, with a sense of purpose. The day of the ascension was on the Friday. And for us to elevate ourselves, we must realize that life will get us weak. There's no doubt about that. That's why Allah says he's merciful, he forgives. Say, if you come with a How high did he say you come with sins? And if you ask for forgiveness, he'll forgive you. But we cannot let it, you know, what happens in our life that will get us, we cannot let it make us weakened, that we don't even have the strength to try to even come back from it. We've been given tools and the guidance to see how we can recreate ourselves, what we have to do to recreate ourselves. You know, like the $6 million man, right? We can make you better, you know, stronger, right? All of that, right? They gave him a powerful eye. $6 million man, Steve, they gave him a powerful eye. And I don't know who remembers that, you know, but I grew up watching it. I was a little child watching it. So, but he was given a strong eye to see long distances. And for us to be recreated, we can have that bionic eye to be able to see long distance like that $6 million man. This means we have to strengthen our intellect. The eyes are a sign of our intellect. That's what we, you can't do nothing without your eyes, but it doesn't necessarily mean the physical sense of it. And to be even and give equal representation in equal time, the $6 million woman was given a bionic ear, right? Seeing and hearing. See how many times in the Quran, seeing and hearing are together, right? And the price tag of all this bionicness, this eye and your seeing and hearing was a price tag of $6 million. That was back then $6 million. Can you imagine what is quote unquote worth now? Then it was telling us that our seeing, our hearing is where we can gain the material world through. But Allah has said it is where we can get both the material, spiritual and the material. Right? Allah says, say, it is he who has produced you and made for you your hearing and your vision and your hearts. But little are you grateful. It is our intellect that must come under the right spiritual guidance that we can only get when we have allowed what is commanded of us to be our way of life. Allah ends his eyes asking, is there any deity? Is there any other God with Allah? Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. And it's not Haq, it's Sadaqah. Who could do all of this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who could create and then recreate except the best of creators? He has given us the best of natures. He has put us in the best of forms. And he has given us the character that can take on the best of characters from who we are to model our lives from in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not to model him and can't be able to take on his characteristics of being the creation that he is. Allah has given us our constitution in the Quran. Right? Our ideology. He's given us everything we need. And for us, this is the proof we have to stand up against anything, not be weak or weakened. And I'll end with this quote. Live in terms of your strong points. Magnify them. Let your weaknesses shrivel up and die from a lack of nourishment. Don't feed your weaknesses. All right? If your weaknesses don't get fed, then what happens? They become weak and they die. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, we can look at every Friday as a good Friday. And we can overcome any weaknesses that have occurred and we can be recreated by the best of creators. And inshallah, give us something to benefit today with all praise due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا انك السميع العليم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة انك الوهاب امين